I grew up in Chicago and found a way to as many organ concerts as I was able. And I remember attending one at the Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Chicago when I was 13 years old. And the organist, a wonderful colleague of mine by the name of Sal Soria, who is now the organist at the Roman Catholic Cathedral in Los Angeles. And in this particular concert in Chicago, he opened his recital with the Te Deum. And it's the first time I ever heard any of Jean Demessieux's organ music. I knew who she was because I own the César Franck recording she had made at La Madeleine, but I had never heard any of her music, and so my first exposure to anything was the Te Deum when I was a young teenager, and that was the recital in Chicago that really opened my eyes to this wonderful music. I think the most fascinating thing for me, even now, was the same that struck me when I first heard the Te Deum, and that is the originality of her language, her harmonic language in particular, and how very personal and identifiable this becomes once you know just a few of her pieces. You could hear something else and realize later it is the language of Jean Demessieux, and this is extremely striking, and I think that individuality is what caught my attention the most. And as I've learned more and more of her pieces to prepare for my recording, I began to appreciate this even more so. It is also the first piece I learned. I didn't learn it as soon as I had heard it. I wasn't able to match the technical demands yet. But a few years later, when I was studying privately in Chicago with Wolfgang Rübsam, one of the pieces we did together early on was this Te Deum. I begged and asked to learn it, and he said, okay. And that was the beginning of my own journey with her music. One of the nice things about New York is the extensive organ world there still contains a lot of the old guard, people who are in their 60s and 70s now, who heard many of the great organists when they came through their tours in the States, which naturally meant coming through New York. I have several colleagues who heard her in Manhattan at her recital at St. John the Divine in New York City, and also upstate New York in the city of Buffalo, where they talk in particular of her striking abilities in improvisation, double fugues, and intellectual organization on a large scale. Everyone talks, of course, of her technical abilities playing repertoire, but they all comment as well on what a remarkable improviser she was. That's a very, very poignant topic of conversation anytime her name is brought up amongst people who actually heard her live. I have played the organ at St. John the Divine many times. When I arrived in New York, it was the mid-1990s, and at that time, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine hosted America's only weekly organ concert series dedicated exclusively to improvisation. And so I had maybe a dozen opportunities before 2001, when the organ was taken down for restoration after a fire in the cathedral. Prior to this, I had many opportunities to play these improvisation concerts on this world-famous organ. It's especially renowned for a very, very powerful chamade stop known as the state trumpet, which is located some 600 feet from the rest of the organ in what is still regarded as the largest Gothic cathedral in the world. It is a very remarkable and special sound, and I have no doubt as to why Jean de Monsieur would have at least dedicated the idea of her Te Deum to this very specific stop on this wonderful organ. I think her music is very, very well regarded amongst those who know it, and what pieces of hers people know are very respected. Of course, her output was much smaller than organists such as Dupré, Vierne, and Langlais, and I think that's one of the reasons that even now her music is not played as often as those other composers, and unfortunately not as often as it should be played, something that I would hope changes now that there are more recordings available of all of this wonderful music. But there is no question as to how respected she is as an artist and a composer. The organ here in Dudelange is an absolute masterpiece and has become one of my favorite organs anywhere in the world. It's a beautiful synthesis of German Romantic and French Romantic together, and it has a very aggressiveness, but in a good way, when you need that as well, in addition to great individuality amongst solo stops and also very warm ensembles such as foam and string stops. It is absolutely beautiful in every way. I had an opportunity to visit Paris for the first time in 1992, and upon arriving from the airport, the first thing I did was head to Mass at Saint-Sulpice, where I had arranged before with Daniel Roth to sit up in the organ gallery and watch him play during Mass. And afterwards, he was very gracious and allowed me to spend about 10 minutes trying the organ while he explained the instrument and pulled stops and so on. And this was the first time I ever played a Cavaillé-Coll organ, one which I had known from years before on recordings. And I've played many since, but the first was the Grande Dame at Saint-Sulpice. I think one of the first things you realize, of course, is how much an organ like a Cavaillé-Coll tells you how you play. It's a great teaching tool for learning why music is done the way it's done, how the composers were inspired, and why this music is brought to life in very specific ways as dictated by these instruments. One of the first things you realize, of course, is that you need assistance to do all the registration, and that changes things like your timing and color schemes, rather than simply hitting as many pistons as you want to have as much orchestration as you desire on a modern organ. And of course, one of the biggest differences anyway between many American experiences and European ones as an organist is acoustic, because that changes how you listen, how you project, the temperament of interpretation, tempi, and so on. All of this has to be completely rethought with your ears once you switch from a modern organ in a relatively dry space acoustically to a largely mechanical only instrument in a very, very large room. So you start by listening to what's happening in a completely different way, and pretty soon you're learning why things are done the way they're done. One of the things about Saint-Ouen that struck me was how different it felt than any of the other churches or cathedrals I'd visited in France, because there wasn't the bustle of heavy tourism or loud traffic or anything that disturbs the peace and quiet in the church that gives the austerity to this magnificent space. It felt very much like you were simply stepping into another period in time, and my feeling in the building and hearing the organ, seeing how immense and long the nave was, felt very much as I expect it did back when the church was built and when the organ was new. And I don't think I've had another such experience where I felt like I was walking back into that quietude of another period in time. This I felt immediately upon entering Saint-Ouen.